Well, hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good morning, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Oroville, the center of human unity and the world of imagination and play, where we create amazing things. I'm super excited today because on the show, instead of being behind the camera, in front of the camera, we have Mael. And Mael has been born was born in Oroville, and I'm blown away by some of the stuff that he talks about and the education and his mentors and who he has learned from. So the last time we had talked about someone who had lost his legs, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And at that point, it was Spencer West. And you mentioned to me that there was an incredible man in the Second World War who became a pilot. And But what was so amazing was he didn't have legs. I would love for you to share that story. And the reason I wanted Mael to share this is our heroes come from everywhere and they're a sheer inspiration. Who was this man?
Well, I don't know his name because I didn't do any research for this. But he was a British pilot in the RAF in World War II who had to fight extremely hard to become a pilot. Because he didn't have legs. Like, who could fly a plane without legs? Anyway, eventually he managed to become a pilot. And he was such a good pilot and so respected by the Nazi Germany that when he was eventually shot down and captured, they messaged Great Britain and asked them to airdrop legs purposely built for him because he couldn't get around in the concentration camps properly. And the British did it. Using those legs, he escaped the concentration camp, got caught again, escaped again, this time with no legs, found an American platoon, and ended up surviving the war.
Wow. I have goosebumps. And what was it that, I mean, the whole story is so inspiring, but how is it that you remembered this story? And did the research on, I know you said you didn't do research this time, but when we spoke before, you told me all sorts of things of what he had done.
Quite interested in World War II and airplanes, so those two things combined makes you learn a lot about World War II airplanes and pilots.
And what was it that inspired you? Because here's a man with no legs that overcame all sorts of challenges. So what inspired you to go more? And what inspires you today to strive for the best that you can be?
Well, it's a hard question. I feel like if you're not pushing yourself in some sort of way and not putting yourself out of your comfort zone, you're not really living a fun life. If you always feel comfortable with what you do and you're never a little scared or nervous, then you're just living the same thing over and over.
So then this is an absolute example of you. Normally you're behind the camera and we've taken you completely out of your comfort zone and you're in front of the camera sharing a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that you see incredible kids in Oroville doing that takes them above and out of their comfort zone?
I know this 13-year-old kid who managed to do 65-kilometer cycling. And he kept up with all of the older pros who've been doing it for like 10, 20 years. That was pretty impressive.
And he just put his mind to it, right?
He kept going.
And then we also have a marathon here in Oroville. And we have little kids that are walking and running or riding their bicycles with people from around the world that come for this marathon. Because it's in your mind where you have that mindset and you go forward and you do it. Right?
100%.
Yeah. Is there something else that you want to share with us? We know a kid who's been around here and he has had more surgeries than you can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And this kid inspires us so much. In fact, I even wrote a story on him because he is a superhero. Do you want to share a little bit about him?
How
does
Won't
he
you
inspire
know it?
You?
He's my family. He inspires me so much. He's 13, 14, kind of forgot. And I have a phobia of needles, being 16 and I can't get an injection. And this kid is walking around with a needle sticking out of his hand to get IV. Is that called IV? And it's just amazing. He's broken a leg and just kept walking on it because he's so... He doesn't feel pain. His pain tolerance is insane. He loves food and he has a diet and yet he manages. I also actually once wrote a story about him being my hero. Because I couldn't imagine being that age and having to put up with that much and managing.
And he has been in and out of hospitals since he was a baby, since before he was 1 year old. And what was really amazing was a few years ago, I spoke at a conference in... I shared at a conference in Italy, in Florence, and they had seen him when he was a baby and they had done surgeries at that very hospital. And here I was in India and seeing this little boy as well. At that point, he was six. So yeah, he's been a total inspiration for us. And I think on that note, we're coming close to the end of our time, but hey, good job, mate. Good job. You got out of your comfort zone and you did it. So a two thumbs up for my help. And we're going to laugh our way out of here because when we laugh, we release all this fear and anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. And we can go much, much further beyond where we ever thought we could because they're rewiring and refiring our brain. So let's, with that intention of healing ourselves and healing the world and inspiring each other, laugh our way out of here. And thank you again, Stefano. Thank you, Raghu, for being here. And let's go. And don't forget to subscribe. Hit that button below.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.